She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It is time for open-ended advice. Of course, this is my opportunity to help you in any way that I can in a situation that you're just like, oh, Krista, I need some help. And today we actually have Morgan on the phone. Good morning, Morgan.
Morning. How are you?
Hi, love. I'm good, but I guess you could be doing a little bit better. What's going on?
Well, I have a bit of a situation. I need to get over my ex, and it doesn't matter how many ways I have tried. I have literally moved from one town to another just to try to get away from him. I changed jobs. Basically, like, I used to work downtown.
Yeah.
And he was a musician. He was also, he would, like, help out once in a while bartending. And we worked together for a really long time. We worked for, like, 4 years together. And, you know, we're young, so we would go out. He would play the guitar and stuff, and we would party. But it just got to the point that, like, if I drank, it would become an argument. Like, it got so bad that we got into physical altercations. The cops were called on us a couple of times because it got really out of hand. But it's like one of those things that, like, he would call me up and, yeah, we would, like, sleep together or,
sure.
And then on top of that, like, I found out that he cheated on me with a coworker too. Ugh. And they just, yeah. Like, she was all about it. Like, she just didn't care. And I don't know. It's like, I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to go back to school and trying to, like, straighten out my life. But this dude is like, I don't get it. Like, he sweet talks me into coming over. He sweet talks me into, like, hey, I'm going out with my friends. Come out with us. I don't know. I need to move on. And it's just getting harder and harder. And it's been so long that I feel like I'm caught, like, in a hamster wheel.
Sure.
Like, that's exactly what I'm caught into. Like, this.
So how long were you with him for a while?
Like, on and off for like 4 years now it's like, I just can't get rid of him.
Sure. Yeah, these situations, man, when you're just like, man, why can't I not cut you loose? And, you know, we don't always have control over our emotions. Our heart is different from our brain. I think we all know that. This is what I would have to say to you, because he sounds like a jackass. I'll have to say that, because it sounds like he treats you no well. You need to delete his phone number, number one. We're not good at memorizing numbers. So if I ask you, do you know his number offhand?
No.
See, you don't. See, so get rid of that phone number. Also, I'm going to assume, I'm just throwing it out there because this is not uncommon. How many times do you go on to his social media sites to check out what he's doing?
Too many.
Yeah. Get rid of those. Okay, block him, because it's just, you deserve better and you deserve to be happy. And for you to allow this to keep going back and forth, this is just causing you turmoil and you will never be able to be past him. I would say just seriously get rid of anything that has to do with him. Burn all his pictures. Just get rid of anything that reminds you of him. And I think the best part about this would be is you need to move on and you need to find someone that's super hot and super sweet and that kisses you really good. And you will definitely be cured.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I need to do that. I need to do those things. It's like, I'm at that point in my life that I'm like,
yeah,
I need to move forward.
Girl,
I really do.
And you're going back to school, which sounds awesome. So you're just already making a better life for yourself. So get rid of the baggage that's bringing you down. You're better than that. And so allow yourself to be happy for once.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll definitely do that. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. No problem, girl. Take care, all right? Thanks for calling.
Thanks. You too.
All right, love. Bye-bye.